Hey everybody, Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we had been talking about a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. We had noticed a stira between the shitas of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. On the one hand, we had said that a gram kibui, when someone is doing is extinguishing in an indirect manner, so the Rabbanan had said that it was mutter. And Rabbi Yossi had said it was Osir. On the other hand, we brought a different brisa that said if someone is going to do gram mechika, if someone is going to indirectly erase the Shem Hashem by going into the mikvah, so we had said the Chachamim say that it is Osir, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's Mutter. And then we saw that that's a stira, right? What is the status of gram, of doing something indirectly? Right? According to the Chachamim, you have Osir and Mutter. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have Osir and Mutter. So we had said that we interpreted that the machlokes in terms of mechika is not because of mechika, it's not because of erasing, right? But again, the Braisa had said that you have to put, if you're going to go to the mikvah with the Shem Hashem written on your arm, you have to put some sort of covering, some sort of wrapping over the Shem Hashem, and then you can go into the mikvah. That was according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that you didn't even need the covering. And the Chachamim said, you did need the covering, so what's going on over there? So we interpreted that, machlokes, as not in terms of mechika, but that you shouldn't stand before Kosh Baruch Hu's name, rather, when a person is naked. So according to the Chachamim, right, you should have to cover it with this something, with some sort of wrapping, and Rabbi Yossi said that you could just hold it, you could just cover it with your hand. And the Chachamim said, no, sometimes you will take your hand off. Well, and the Gemara said, well, maybe Rabbi Yossi says sometimes you will also forget and take your hand off. So the Gemara, at the bottom line over here, so Gemara finally, again, revises its understanding of that machlokes of whether you can go into a mikvah with a Shem Hashem on your hand with a covering or not. Ela idi ikagemi, if you have that that covering, hachinami. No, everybody agrees if you have a covering, so then you need to cover the Shem Hashem, because the ma'aser covering with your hand is insufficient because you may come to remove it. But harkum ma'askinan, and what's the case in the brisa with the machlokes la dure agemi? It's a machlokes whether you have to go look for a covering. So rabbanan sabri, the rabbanan say tvila bezman alav mitzvah, that doing tvila, again the case was we have a tvila shel mitzvah, right, someone was tamei or whatever, and the time came to do tevila, to go dip in a mikvah. So according to the Chachamim, it's not a mitzvah to do to go to the mikvah on the day or the first chance that you can get. So therefore, you have to go look for a covering. Really, it's proper the Chachilah to go into the mikvah with a covering over your arm, over the Shem Hashem. So therefore, since tevila is not a mitzvah, bizman, so that you should go look for the covering. Rabbi Yossi Sovereign, and the Rabbi Yossi holds tevila bizman a mitzvah. No, that going to the mikvah on the proper time is a mitzvah for the homa hadrina, and therefore we do not require him to go look for a covering to cover up the Shem Hashem on your arm. So Gemara says, "V'savra Rabbi Yossi tevila bizman a mitzvah." And really, Rabbi Yossi holds that tevila bizmana is a mitzvah. V'atani de we learn the brisa hazav v'hazava v'amitzora v'amitzoras bo'al nida v'tamimeis. Right, all those people need to go to the mikvah. Tevilasan biyom, they go to the mikvah during the day. Nida v'yoledes tevilasan balayla. And Nida and Yoledes go at night, and Balkeri tovel v'holeich kol yom kulo, and the Balkeri can go to the mikvah all day. This brisa is talking about Yom Kippur. What do you do when you need to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, right? Certainly you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. So according to this brisa, right, you're allowed to go, if whatever tumah you have, you can go either at night or during the day. So whatever you want, that's the Tanakhama Shita. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, min mincha lamala, ain't a tzarich litbol. But from mincha and on, meaning if you have a person has a ziva or has a shechvazara, whatever it is, and he needs to go to the mikvah from mincha and afterwards, so you don't have to, right, because you can just go to the mikvah afterwards, meaning after Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yossi. So we see that, what do you mean? Tevila bizman mitzvah, right? You see from here that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not crucial that you go to the mikvah the first possible time, right, on the day, at the moment when you need to go to the mikvah. So I thought our brisa, we had just explained that Rabbi Yossi holds that tevila bizman mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, Hahi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudi. That's not Rabbi Yossi. I think the default Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. This is Rabbi Yossi of Rabbi Yehuda, and Amar Daya Tevila Ba'achrona, who says that it's enough to do Tevila at the end. That's a whole machlokes in Maseches Nida. Basically, just in a nutshell, so that machlokes is that when a woman is not sure when Rachman al-Islan, she had a miscarriage, she has to go to the mikvah. So there's a whole discussion in terms of, you know, without getting too complicated, I honestly have to chazer it, it's very complicated in terms of how many days. It could be that she has to do 35 different tefillos, 35 different dippings in the mikvah, because she's not sure when it happened, etc., etc. But basically, Rabbi Yossi over there says, no, she can just do one big tefillah at the end, and clearly you see that, it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that says that tefillah b'mitzvah, right, the only reason you'd have to do 35 tefillos is because maybe each night is a mitzvah, meaning maybe each night was the night you have to go to the mikvah, and therefore, you know, because tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, you have to go 35 times. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, so then tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah, and therefore she can just go at the end of the time period. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we get on to topics of Amira le-Nachri. Nachri Shavala Chavos, right? We discussed before about a person who has a fire, Rachman al-Tzlan, in their house on Shabbos. So we talked about what you're allowed to save. Now, let's say there's a guy that comes to put out the fire. Ein Omer lo Kaveh, you can't tell him, oh, put it out. Ve'al Techaveh, and you also can't tell him, don't put it out. Mipnei She'ein Shvisoso Alehen. Because, right, his Shvisa, his literally means resting, but his Shabbos meaning is not your responsibility. It has nothing to do with you, so leave him alone. Right? So meaning it's not your you don't have to make sure that he keeps or does not keep Shabbos. Right? It's not shaykh to you. Avakatan, but a katan shabala chabos. If he comes to put the fire out, ain't shomim lo. We don't let him do it. We don't listen to him. Right? Mipnei sheshivisaso alehim, because we are responsible for the katan's Shabbos for his Shvisa, and we'll discuss exactly what's going on over here. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, "B'deleika hitiru lo mar kol mechaba eno mafsid." By a fire, right? By Chazal allowed a person to say, "Well, you can't tell a guy put it out, or don't put it out," but you could announce anybody who puts out this fire will not lose anything, i.e., implying that you will reward or you will pay back someone who puts out the fire. I name it a misa'ele. Maybe our Mishnah is a proof for that shita for Rabbi Ami. Right. Apparently, right, we don't tell a guy to either put out or not put out the fire. So, kabuhu de lo alminan le. That's meaning when we don't tell him specifically to put out the fire, hakol mechabe eno masid alminan le. But apparently, you could say, oh, by the way, if anybody puts it out, you're not going to lose. Skumar says, no, ema seifa. What about the seifa? Al techabe. Right, you're not allowed to tell him, don't put it out. Right, lo amrin alei, but we call him a chabei or not, enom afsid nami lo amrin alei. Right, if you're not allowed to tell him, you can't put it out, so you're probably in mistama, or you're not allowed to tell him that anybody who puts it out, you're not gonna lose either. Right, lemaisa, we're not lemaisa. The Mishnah would have mentioned, right, that, you know, right, yeah, Rashi's over here on the bottom. Let's see, this is Rashi Dibur Maschel, Al Techabe. Right, as he says at the end, Digilo Daita Shari, because if it was, you were able to reveal to him that, oh, if you put it out, you won't lose, Lamele Misti Seifa in Sarah Klimchos. Right, why would you have to tell me at the end of the Mishnah that you don't have to put it out, that you don't have to stop him? Right, otherwise, the Mishnah should have mentioned it, basically. If this was a way to tell the guy to put out the fire, so that the Mishnah should have mentioned it. It doesn't mention it, so maybe that's the implication is that it's Aser. So the Reisha implies that it's Moter, the Sefer implies that it's Aser. So, as Gemara says, Elamiha Leka Lamashma Mina. So for the Mishnah, it is, you can't prove it either way, and again, Rabbi Ami might be correct, but you can't prove it. That's Taka Ali Paskin. But if you see the gimel over there, that takes you over to the Rambam and to the Shulchan Aruch. But that's not a proof from our Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanim, we learned in the Raisa. Maisa v'nafla d'leicha b'chatzeru shal Yosef ben Simoi v'sichin. Right, it happened to be that there was a fire in the chatzer of Yosef ben Simoi in the town of Sichin. Bo anshe gisra shal tzipori l'chabos. And the officers in the army's garrison in Tzipori came, because apparently Yossi ben Simoi had it good in with the king or the governor or whatever. And he was, you know, he was in good standing. So the officers came to put the fire out. And he didn't let them because of Kavod Shabbos. And Asol Nes, and it was a miracle. And it was a miracle. And rain came down. I guess it must have been summer or something. Or there were no clouds, whatever it was. A miracle happened, and there was rain. V'chibu, and I put out the fire. La'erev, at night, shikir l'chol echa behem shtei slime. He gave everybody who came to put out the fire 2 coins. V'lofarchus shabahen, and to the guy in charge, chamishim. He gave him 50 coins. V'kshasham l'chachamim adavar, and when Chazal heard about this, amru lo lo hayitzarach bekach. He said, you didn't need to pay them. Sharei shaninu, because we learned in the Mishnah, nachu shabah l'chavos, and amru lo kaveh v'al techaveh. You didn't actually have to do that. Okay, fine. But he was lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay, fine. Avakatam shibalechabos ein shomim lo b'neishes shivisaso alehen. What's this case of avakatam? Shmas mina avakatam ochal neveil is based in mitzuyin laafrisho. I love laafrisho. Does that mean to tell me that if you see avakatam eating treif, so beisdin has to refrain him, meaning stop him from doing so? Right, again, the Mishnah said you have to stop a katan from being mechal Shabbos and putting out the fire. Right, that seems to imply that if you see a katan doing something that's also, you have to stop him. So why is that so strange? Because there's a whole discussion in the Gemara Yevamos that Rashi brings over here, right, whether you have to do that or not. There's machlokas. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to, and I think Rabbi Bar Bachan, as he says over here, that you do have to. Right, so the core of this Mishnah should be a kash against the Mandamru, who says that you don't have to stop a katan. Right? Apparently, this mission implies that you should stop a katan from violating an iser. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but katan osaladas aviv. No, the case here is that the katan is doing it on his father's behest, as they say. Right? As Rashi says, but katan sheyada lahavchin shekavoizen noach laaviv. Right? The katan realizes that this is what his father wants. So if you realize that this is what his father wants, so that's already not okay. The kavasi gabi nachri the kavod ladaiti di Yisrael mishari. The Gemara says, one second, what's the comparable case, right? The Mishnah lists two cases, and basically the implication is that we're comparing the two. A Nachri, you're not allowed to tell, put it out or don't put it out, but a Katan, you have to make sure he doesn't put it out. Well, if the case by a Katan is where he's doing it al das aviv, he's doing it on the das of the Jew, so is a Nachri allowed to do malacha al das when he knows, on the behalf of the Jew? Hey, what do you mean? That's not mutter. So the Gemara answer is no. Nachri l'daiti l'nafshi avid. Nagoy always acts in his own das, right? Even if he knows, right, that this is what the Jew wants. So Rashi says he's still thinking about himself. Afilu yodesh anocho liyishrol anaz atzma with kavin shiyodesh lo yafsin. The Goy knows that he's not going to lose by doing this course of action, even if the Jew is interested in the result. So therefore, this can be the case where the katan is doing it with the approval of his father. So in that case, you have to stop him. But if you stop eating the velos, right, this doesn't weigh in on that machlokes at all. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Kofin kara agavi haner b'shvil shalom te'echos b'kora. Now we had this earlier. You're allowed to put a cup over a candle. Rashi points out very clearly that it won't go out, but you can cover it to make sure it doesn't burn up a beam or so it won't burn the wall in the house. V'altzor shel katan, and you're allowed to put a cup over the feces of a katan. We'll see what that exactly is in a second. V'al'akrav shel tishach, and on a scorpion, so that it should not bite anybody, it shouldn't sting anybody. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ba lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'erev. This Maisa came in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Erev. Rashi says Erev or Arav, I'm not sure, was a place, not at night, but it was a place. But Amar, and he said, Choshishani lo michatas. I'm nervous that even though when you're covering the scorpion, I'm concerned that was a chi of dioraisa of tzeda. And Rashi says over here, "Give the lohaya akra of rat akra," because the scorpion was just chilling, and it wasn't running after him. So it could be that was an iser of tzod. Okay, either way, let's analyze the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rav Chanan bar Rava, ilku levei oven dimin neshika." Right, so they came. Those rabban came to the house of oven from neshika. Okay, the Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyahu, Rav Abba, Aisu, Lahu, Puraisa. So for to those two Rabbanim, they brought like beds. Rashi says mitos l'sheva lehem, I guess a couch. Rav Chanan bar Abba lo iser lehem. So apparently Rav Chanan bar Abba they did not bring one for him. And v'oshivu la'aretz, Rashi says, and they made him sit on the ground, which is obviously not so nice. Adgiche masni le'levrei. So they found him. Meaning they found Rav, this Rav who they disrespected. Meaning Ravin. They found Ravin teaching his son. What's Rav? Who's the mandavar here? Who's the Avin? Sorry, they found Avin teaching his son this Mishnah. Right, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to put a cover over the tzoa of a katan because of the katan, i.e., implying that the katan shouldn't get dirty with it. Avin shtia masne shtusar lebnei. This guy is teaching, this idiot is teaching stupidity to his kid. Right, apparently he was a little salty. Yeah, I was upset that he wasn't given a couch. Gemara says, I have a low yatzma the muchan to klovim, because apparently feces is muchan the klovim. Apparently it's not even muktza, because apparently dogs would either eat it or use it. I'm not sure. I would imagine they wouldn't eat it, but maybe they would. I'm not sure. But either way, it shouldn't be. Muktza has some sort of use for dogs. So therefore, you don't even need to put a kli on top of it because it's not muktzah b'chol. And if you'll tell me that you didn't know that this feces was going to be made yesterday, and therefore it should be muktzah v'atanya, but we learned in a brisa, neharos hamushachin hamushkin umayanos hanovin harehin kiragli kol adam. Rivers and streams that bring, obviously they bring fresh water on Shabbos, they are like the feet of any person, meaning they're not muktzah and they're able to be used. The water that you're drinking from on Shabbos wasn't there before Shabbos and it's probably a long way away. It was carried, it was brought in on Shabbos. We see that the Maisa, you can expect it to come. You can imagine that the water is going to be available to you, so therefore it's not muktzah. So too, by the tzoa, you can imagine that there'll be some sort of tzoa, some sort of feces made on Shabbos, and therefore it's not muktzah. So Gemara said, why do you have, so basically, Rav Chanan bar Rava said about Ovin that he was teaching his child silly things, because it's not talking about the feces of a person, because it's not muktzah. So what does it mean, then? What's the Mishnah? What does it mean? Ema, you should say, no, you can cover up the feces of chicken because of a child. You don't want the child to handle that. And that feces of a chicken is useless, and that is muktzah. But why shouldn't you be able to move this feces? It's a graf sharei. Graf sharei is, I'm not sure if we actually mentioned yet, but in the Masechta, but graf sharei is a heter that if something is disgusting, you're allowed to take it out and move it. As Rashi says, demois, if you look over, typically the graf sharei, so demois velifnei. Right, it's disgusting, you're allowed to move it. The Kaimele Masechas Beitza, Graf Shalrei, Mutra Lotzio La Ashba. The Gemara says in Beitza that you're allowed to move something that's disgusting into the garbage heap. So maybe you should be able to move this feces, the chicken feces, because it's Graf Shalrei. Why do you need to cover it with a cup? V'chitema Graf Shalrei, Agav Mona. And if you'll tell me that a Graf Shalrei is only when you can move it through a Mona, a Kli, in. Right, that you can only move it with a kli, but ihu gufe lo, but you're not allowed to move it itself. That's not true, because who achbar tishtachach be ispar maki de Rav Ashi. There was an achbar as a mouse or a rat was in the spices of Rav Ashi. V'amalu nakotu b'tzutzise ve'afke ve'ashba. And they said, no, that's the answer. Sorry, no kumovel tzitzi aviafkua, and he said, pick it up by the tail and get it out of here. So that's clearly you're allowed to handle something like graf shalrei, right? Apparently, it must have died or something. It was disgusting. So the Gemara answers no. The case is be'ashba. Since the feces is in a garbage heap, so you're not allowed to move it because again, that's only graf shalrei is only a heter where people would be disgusted. If nobody's there, so then it's you can't move it. I have a cut in be'ashba my boy. So what's a cut doing in a garbage heap? So Gemara says, bechotzer. Meaning it's a garbage heap in the chotzer. So Gemara says, chotzer nami graf shalrei. One second, but if it's in a chotzer, it's in your courtyard, so then it's graf shalrei, and you can move it. So Gemara says, no, be'ashmesh bechotzer. Right, it's in the garbage heap in the chotzer. Right, now again, Aaron says, you have those, or you used to actually, until they started replacing them, but you have those big green garbage cans, right, in, let's say, in a courtyard. So that would be this an example of a graf shalrei in an ashba in a chatzer. So you can't move it because, you know, yeah, the kid is there, but lamaisa, it's not really so disgusting because it's just in the garbage pile and nobody gets bothered by it. Okay. V'yalak rav shalot tishach. You're allowed to put a cup over a scorpion so that it shouldn't bite. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, kol mazikin neragim b'shabbos. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says you're allowed to kill any mazikin, anything that can damage or lamaisa kill. Right. She says ha'horgin. Anything that can kill, you are allowed to kill it on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be running after you. You can just kill it. I remember once that was my welcome to Israel moment. Not really, but I remember once I went to pick up my kid from Gan, and I think I was last or second to last to pick up my kid, and the gananet said, good you're here, I'm so happy. I need your help. We had a scorpion, and I need you to kill it. So she had trapped it between two plates, and basically she like handed me a brick, and she said, basically, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. She's like, when I open the top plate, you smash it with the brick. And long story short, it was as big as the plate. I freaked. I absolutely shrieked. I screamed. I dropped the thing. And she ended up taking the brick and smashing it. But yeah, that was my, like, hello, I live in the Middle East, and there are some really weird bugs and creatures here. Anyway, Viter. So you're allowed to kill any scorpion or anything that can kill you on Shabbos. Maser Rav Yosef said, hold on a second. Chamisha ne'eragim b'Shabbos, you can only kill 5 animals on Shabbos. Ve'elu ein zvuv she'eretz Mitzrayim. Apparently the flies in Egypt were very deadly. Mitzira she'beninveh, the wasp beninveh, akrav she'bechadyav, the scorpion in Chadyav. Nachash Eretz Yisrael, snake in Israel, Eretz Yisrael, and Vekelev Shote B'chol Mokom, and a wild, mad, crazy dog in any place. So that apparently is against Rabbi Shimon Levi. So the Gemara says, Amani, so who's like that? So who's the Shita, who's the author of this price? So who are we holding like? If Rabbi Yehuda, Eilema Rabbi Yehuda, if you can tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Amar Melech Shen Tzuch L'Gufa Chayev Aleha. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because he says Melech Shen Tzuch L'Gufa, even though you're killing it, but you don't need the animal, so it's Melech Shen Tzuch L'Gufa, but he says you're Chayev. Ela Rabbi Shimon. But it must be, rather, that must be Rabbi Shimon, Vani Yehuda Shari Achrini Lo. And apparently, only these 5 animals are mother and not others. So Rabbi Yirmiya, Uma Neimelei Dehamet Arestahi. How do you know that that's a correct brisa? Maybe, Dilma, maybe, Mishaveshtahi, maybe that Bryce is mistaken. And it's not only 5 animals you can kill, you can kill all of them. So Rav Yosef, Anamas Nisan Lavo Sivnalo. No, I taught it, and I answered it, Anamataritz Nalo. And I validated that it is a proper Bryce. In the case is Baratsu Achrav Divrei Kol. That Bryce is, meaning Rav Yishuv and Levi, when he says you can kill anything, so that is if it's running after you. But the Brisa, that's only with the 5, that's only Rabbi Shimon. You can kill only any of those 5 things, but Rabbi Shimon Levi, when he sees you can kill any other animal that will kill you, so that's when it's running after you. Certainly that's already obvious in terms of Bikoch Nefesh. Fine. Okay. Tani Tana Kamei de Rava Bar Rav Huna. So we learned the brisa. There was a Tana taught the brisa in front of Rav Rav Huna. Ahorig nechashim akram b'Shabbos in ruach chasidim nocha imenu. Someone who kills snakes and scorpions on Shabbos, the ruach of the chasidim, the spirit of the righteous ones, is not so happy with them. Amar le, so he said back to him, like tongue in cheek, ve'osan chasidim in ruach chachamim nochem b'hem. And for those chasidim, the spirit of the chachamim are not happy with them. Because, Mustama, you're allowed to kill a snake and a scorpion. What are you talking about? Why are you getting upset at someone who kills a snake and scorpion on Shabbos? Upliga de Rav Huna, and that argues on Rav Huna, the Rav Huza, Chazi Lugavit, the Kakatal Zibura, and Rav Huna saw somebody who's killing a bee, Amarle Shlimtinu Lakulu, did you kill all of them? Meaning he was mocking him, meaning like, what did you do? You didn't do anything. All right, there are a bajillion bees out there. You killed one bee, Mazel Tov, Shkoyach, there are a million of them. So that's against Rav Huna, again, but in terms of Lamai said that we said before that you're allowed to kill other ones called other animals. Okay, Tana Rabbi, we learned the Rabbi said, "Nizdamin lo necharshim v'achravim." If you have some snakes and scorpions, kind of in your way, hargan, and if you kill them, biyaduish is namnu lo lahargan. Apparently, they were summoned to you so that you should kill them. Right? It was that was the reason it came to your hand, so you should kill them. Lo hargan, if you didn't kill them, biyaduish is damnu lo hargo. Benasalones. If you didn't kill them, you should know that it was summoned to kill you, and you had a miracle for you, min hashamayim, that happened min hashamayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu did an ace for you. Amar Ula, v'itemer Rav Chanan, Rav Yochanan, b'ni shufen bo. That's only if they are hissing, referring to the snakes, obviously, that's only if they are hissing at you, but if they're just chilling, so then this is not necessarily true. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, pam achas nafal echad beis hamedrash. Once one of these snakes fell into the beis medrash. Crazy. You think that a big bee is going to distract the beis medrash? No, it's a poisonous snake fell into the beis medrash. The Amar Niyusi echad. A Niyusi, Rashi says, is a Jew from, I guess, Nios or Nevas or whatever it is. But he was a yid v'horgo, and he killed the snake. And Amar Rebbe pogabo kiyotzibo, and Rebbe said, he remarked about that encounter, oh, the snake met someone who was like it. So as you can imagine, that's vague. And by the way, asked the question, pogabo kiyotzibo, the shepherd of it or lo? So meaning, was that a good thing that he did or not so good? So Tashma, let's bring a proof. There Rabbi Abba Brei, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, the Rabbi Zera, Habu Yosvi, Iklai Debei Rabbi Yanai, where they came and they were chilled by Rabbi Yanai, Nafak Nosa Beinaihu, and they had something that they were talking about, this kasha between them, Boi Benemi Rabbi Yanai, and they asked Rabbi Yanai, Ma'u La'arok Nechashim Bekar B'Shavis, was it mutter to kill snakes and scorpions on Shavis? Amalu Tzira Ani Horig, Nachash V'Akrav L'Kol Shekein. If I would kill a wasp, so certainly, you can kill a snake and a scorpion. So Gemara says, no. Well, maybe Dilma Lefitumo. Maybe he's talking about killing it haphazardly, meaning incidentally, meaning as you're walking, or you happen to step on it or whatever. But maybe that's Rabbi Yanai's shoot, meaning not, but you didn't do it on purpose. Maybe that's Rabbi Yanai's saying. Amar Rav Yehuda, roke dorso Lefitumo, that spit you were allowed to step on, just accidentally, not parenthetically, I guess, as you're walking. What's the problem with stepping on spit? So Rashi says, two lines up from the bottom, she'im miskavin l'mareach, right? You're not really intending to smooth out the floor, ula ashrei gumos, and smooth out the holes and the bumps in the floor. And even though you're going to do the isra, the violation of the malach of m'mareach, right? Kilam miskavin shari, it's totally, since you didn't have kavana, it is mutter. So apparently, maybe Rabbi Yanai was saying that they're killing these animals lefitumo, just incidentally when he's walking. Remember Rav Sheshes, nachas dorso lefitumo, you're allowed to step on a snake just if it's standing in your path. Remember Rav Katina, Rav Kinnita said the same thing about a scorpion. Akrav dorso lefitumo. So you're allowed to step on a scorpion just if it's just kind of hanging out there. So, what's it called? So maybe it's not, a proof that what he was doing was appropriate. So Abba Bar Marta, one second. Abba Bar Marta. Abba Marta do Abba Bar Minyome. Right, that was the same person. So Abba Bar Marta, i.e. Abba Bar Minyome, have a maski bay de bay Reish Kalusa. He was chilling in the house of the Reish Kalusa. Zuzi usayhu Zuzi. Meaning he borrowed or he was chayiv some money to the Reish Kalusa. And Osayu come and Sarilay, and they were bothering him for it. And Hava Shadi Roka, so there was some spit on the floor. Amar Lahu Reish Kalusa Aisumana Sechifu Iluya. And he said, the Reish Kalusa said, bring a cup and put it on top of it. Meaning, i.e., it's muksa. Don't touch it, don't step on it, because that'll be, as we said before, that you'll be smoothing out the floor. And Amar Lahu, he said to him, Lo Tzri Chasuhada, you don't need to do that. As we mentioned before, because it's you're not miskaving to do it, even though you're doing memareach, it's moist, it's disgusting, but you're not chayav for the malacha. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, because our Rabbi Yehuda says roke dorso lefitumo, because spit you're allowed to step on just stam haphazardly. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, tzur v'min rabbanon hushavku. Aye, it must be that he's a talmid chacham, and leave him alone. So basically, the bottom line was we didn't really resolve whether it was a positive thing that the Rebbe said to the Talmud. We tried to bring a proof from Rabbi Yanai, but I don't, from what I understand, we didn't resolve whether it was positive or not. Okay, we'll go mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. We'll start again a new Mishnah. I think, is that the end of the parak tomorrow? Mitzvah Shem will be zocher to finish the parak, and then we'll go on to Kol Kalim. Very exciting stuff. Rabosai, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.